This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Couple of games coming up this week. Well, one in particular that's going to affect Broward County. That's Chaminade Madonna as they go for a two-time state championship. And then next Saturday in Daytona Beach when St. Thomas Aquinas will play for a 7A state title. Adam Lichtenstein is kind enough from the South Florida Sun Sentinel to join us this evening. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time. And you got a two-time defending state champion in Chaminade playing actually a home game for Florida High on Friday night. And then next week, especially with what's happened nationally with Bosco beating Mater Dei, I think that if St. Thomas runs the string, they'll have every right in the world to claim a national title. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, this team, this Aquinas team this year, has been phenomenal. Not any team can just go into the state semifinals and put a running clock on their opponent. I think they definitely would have, if they win next week, they definitely have a claim to being the number one team in the country.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you got Chaminade. These games that, as the crow flies, 482 miles from Champagnat, 467 miles from Hollywood, kind of tough to get kids up there, parents up there in the middle of the week. And now Chaminade's playing what looks like to be a home game for Florida High. But Chaminade, you've watched them, very talented team, well coached, and the defense has played lights out over the last month. Maybe 6 weeks. Talk about them.
Oh yeah, you're definitely right. Their defense. I looked it up for my picks column for the week. Really, a preview story and a pick, not really a column. But their defense has only given up, I think, 14 points over the last five games. Only 7 points in the playoffs. Just a really loaded defense. Kind of a young defense. A lot of younger guys on like the defensive line. Like Kenyatta Jackson stands out to me. He's really talented. He's only a sophomore. They got, a couple of good DBs, guys like Torrey Cox Jr., who's really talented, and their defense has just been phenomenal. And then their offense, I mean, they've been really kind of leaning on their running back, Thad Franklin, who's just, he's lived up to all the hype that he's gotten since he committed to Miami. He rushed for 210 yards in the state semis, 170 yards in the regional finals. He's been phenomenal. He's like the heart and soul of that offense. I mean, they're a really talented team all around. You don't hear a lot about them right now because their passing game is kind of down this year. But they've got two great receivers in Elijah Canyon and Braylon Brown. Just a really solid team. They really don't have a lot of flaws. They go up to Tallahassee this week. It's a long trip for them, and they play. Yeah, they play Florida High, which I think is probably like 10 minutes from the stadium.
Yeah.
So long trip for Chaminade. Not a very long trip for Florida High. But I saw Joe Pinko's. His predictions, and he has Chaminade by 21, and I don't think that's far off. I think Chaminade's definitely the favorite in this one, especially after coming off two straight state championships.
And you look at it, yeah, two state championships. Plus, look at the schedule, Adam. I looked at Florida High schedule, and they played some nice teams, but nice doesn't mean Central. Nice doesn't mean Vero mm-hmm. Beach. Nice doesn't mean MacArthur. And nice doesn't mean, going to play American Heritage in the kickoff classic. You have...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, and they've been tested. And you even look in their playoff game. Somerset Academy is on the rise. Obviously, Javi's done a great job there. You look at the game that they played last week against a really good team, Clearwater Central Catholic, that was on a 7-game winning streak. They had played lights out in all their games. So they're not just beating people. I think they're taking control. And, when I talked to Damian Jones on Sunday night, he said that the only thing he was kind of wary about, not so much his defense, but the young kids. He says the young kids who hadn't been up there yet and the ones that had been up there who weren't in a position to kind of control everything. I think that you want to get over the jitters, but when you have a running back, like you said, Thad Franklin, who who's averaged, what, 190 yards per half in the playoffs. He had a 205-yard half 2 weeks ago. He had a 189-yard half. Talk about him. I mean, you know, we briefly went over him, but this is a big-time kid. I mean, this is a kid that's like 6'1". He weighs 220 pounds. He's got speed. You watch him on film, he pulls away from people. And the one thing that a lot of people may be overlooking, Chaminade's offensive line is pretty big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Their offensive line's really good. And, you know, Thad Franklin, I mean, there's nothing you can't say about him. He's phenomenal in basically all aspects of being a running back. And sometimes they even have him do other things. He's played a little bit of quarterback.
Yeah.
He's supremely talented. And they really kind of base their offense around him because they don't really have to do anything else. Why throw when you can just run all over teams?
Yeah.
He's really kind of like their, you know, offense runs through him. You know, I spoke to him the other day, and, you know, he's kind of taken on that mantle. He's really excited for this game because, if you remember, he didn't play in the title game last year.
He was hurt. He was hurt, yeah, you're right.
So he's really, I mean, so he wasn't, you know, he was on the front, when he was a freshman, he was on the championship team 2 years ago, but this is the first time he really had a chance to play in a state title game and not just play, but, like, really, you know, make his mark and like, you know, be the guy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, he's the key to the game. I mean, I think if Florida High can, if they're able to key in on him and they can stop him, then they have a shot. But if they don't stop him, you know, that's it. That's the ball game.
Yeah, he's going to be awfully tough. And now that Brady Kelly's doing extremely well, you know, from the standpoint of throwing the ball and easing his way in there, you also have St. Thomas Aquinas. We watched them last week. I mean, and Venice was not a bad team. It's just that St. Thomas's defense is so lights out. The offense is coming around. Talk briefly about St. Thomas. Would you expect against Edgewater next Saturday evening?
I got to think they're the favorites. I mean, like you said, I mean, their defense is unreal. I haven't been doing this as long as you, but in, you know, the past 5 years when I've been covering high school sports, their defense really is as good as any defense I've seen. You know, loaded with Division I guys. You know, Derek Wingo's you know, an insane playmaker. Defensive linemen like Riyad Wilmot, Tyreek Sapp are both phenomenal. And, you know, like we said, their defense has been great. Their offense is clicking, too. Their offense is doing really well. You know, Zion Turner, he's really kind of blossomed into a really solid quarterback who's able to kind of be a dual-threat guy. You know, last week against Venice, had two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. And what I've noticed, and I've seen him, you know, from watching him, they played on national TV in week one. They didn't really ask him to do a lot. They're asking him to do more now. And he doesn't seem like he's afraid of that challenge. You know, he's not afraid of having to do more. He's happy to, you know, take shots downfield. He's happy to, you know, but he's also happy to, you know, just hit little short routes because he knows his receivers can make plays. You were there last week. Marcus Rosemead, you know, took a touch, you know, really scored three touchdowns in the game and had two called back on penalties.
Yep.
But a guy who's able to, you know, turn a 2 yard, you know, short pass into a, you know, 25-yard touchdown. And Rosemead, that's another thing. Rosemead was hurt for a good chunk of the year. He's back. He's healthy. And he's, you know, maybe the most dangerous playmaker in Broward County.
Yeah.
Maybe in the state. He's incredible when he's healthy. So I got to think they're the favorites there. And, I mean, if Edgewater, I mean, it looks like they have a good offense. If they can, you know, find something that no one else has and exploit it, then, you know, they have a shot. And it's football. Anything can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, with that defense, you got to think Aquinas isn't going to allow that many points. And if you got to score more points than the opponent. So if you're being held to 7, 10, 14 points, it's hard to win.
I agree. And the one thing that St. Thomas wants you to do is pass the ball because two things can happen. They could sack you or they'll pick you. Between Jaden McBurrows and then Dempsey, those are two of the best corners I've seen on any team. I mean, really. I mean, it's hard to believe that you could have a better pair of cornerbacks than them. Every time they throw in their secondary, something good happens for St. Thomas. Adam, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll see you up there. And, again, I appreciate you checking in with us.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.